At that moment, the door opened, and Gandalf came quickly in.
"Hello,"
said Bilbo.
"I wondered if you would turn up."
"I'm glad to find you visible," replied the wizard, sitting down in a chair. "I wanted to catch you and have a few final words. I suppose you feel that everything has gone off splendidly and according to plan?"
"Yes, I do," said Bilbo.
"Though that flash was a bit surprising, it quite startled me, let alone others. A little addition of your own, I suppose?"
"It was. You have wisely kept that ring secret all these years. It seemed to me necessary to give your guests something else that would seem to explain your sudden vanishment."
"And would spoil my joke. You are an interfering old busybody," laughed Bilbo. "But I expect you know best, as usual."
"I do, when I know anything. But I don't feel too secure about this whole affair. It has now come to the final point. You have had your joke and alarmed or offended most of your relations, and given the whole Shire something to talk about for 9 days, or 99 more likely. Are you going any further?"
"Yes, I am. I feel I need a holiday. A very long holiday, as I have told you before. Probably a permanent holiday. I don't expect I shall return. In fact, I don't mean to. And I have made all arrangements. I am old, Gandalf. I don't look it, but I am beginning to feel it in my heart of hearts."
"Well preserved indeed,"
he snorted.
"Why, I feel all thin, sort of stretched, if you know what I mean. Like butter that has been scraped over too much bread. That can't be right. I need a change or something."
Gandalf looked curiously and closely at him.
"No, it does not seem right," he said thoughtfully. "No, after all, I believe your plan is probably the best."
"Well, I've made up my mind anyway. I want to see the mountains again, Gandalf. Mountains. And then find somewhere I can rest, in peace and quiet, without a lot of relatives prying around and a string of confounded visitors hanging on the bell. I might find somewhere where I can finish my book. I have thought of a nice ending for it." And he lived happily ever after to the end of his days.
Gandalf laughed.
"I hope he will. But nobody will read the book however it ends."
"Oh, they may, in years to come. Frodo has read some already, as far as it has gone. You'll keep an eye on Frodo, won't you?"
"Yes, I will. Two eyes, as often as I can spare them."
"He would come with me, of course, if I asked him. In fact, he offered to once, just before the party. But he does not really want to yet. I want to see the wild country again before I die, and the mountains. But he is still in love with the Shire, with woods and fields and little rivers. He ought to be comfortable here. I am leaving everything to him, of course, except a few oddments. I hope he will be happy when he gets used to being on his own. It's time he was his own master now."
"Everything," said Gandalf. "The ring as well. You agreed to that, you remember."
"Well, yes, I suppose so," stammered Bilbo.
"Where is it?"
"In an envelope, if you must know," said Bilbo impatiently. "There, on the mantelpiece. Well, no. Here it is in my pocket."
He hesitated.
"Isn't that odd now?" he said softly to himself. "Yes, after all, why not? Why shouldn't it stay there?"
Gandalf looked again very hard at Bilbo, and there was a gleam in his eyes.
"I think, Bilbo," he said quietly, "I should leave it behind. Don't you want to?"
"Well, yes, and no, now it comes to it. I don't like parting with it at all, I may say. And I don't really see why I should." "Why do you want me to?" he asked,
and a curious change came over his voice. It was sharp with suspicion and annoyance.
"You were always badgering me about my ring, but you have never bothered me about the other things that I got on my journey."
"No, but I had to badger you," said Gandalf. "I wanted the truth. It was important. Magic rings are, well, magical. And they are rare and curious. I was professionally interested in your ring, you may say, and I still am. I should like to know where it is, if you go wandering again. Also, I think you have had it quite long enough. You won't need it any more, Bilbo, unless I am quite mistaken."
Bilbo flushed, and there was an angry light in his eyes. His kindly face grew hard.
"Why not?" he cried. "And what business is it of yours anyway, to know what I do with my own things? It is my own. I found it. It came to me."
"Yes, yes," said Gandalf. "But there is no need to get angry."
"If I am, it is your fault," said Bilbo. "It is mine, I tell you. My own. My precious. Yes, my precious."
The wizard's face remained grave and attentive, and only a flicker in his deep eyes showed that he was startled and indeed alarmed.
"It has been called that before," he said, "but not by you."